right, I'm here with Reed Martin, who is a member of the Blue Party, and it's the Faubourg Festival here. So you've been enjoying the Faubourg so far, Reed?
I'm loving it, McLean. Loving it, my man. Saw Newgrass yesterday. I'm excited about Revivalist tonight. Got some Sun Hotel, some Glasgow, and I can't wait to see some High Tide Blues from Auburn, man. Those guys tear it up.
What do you like about the indie scene here in New Orleans, man?
I love how everybody is just pushing each other in such a positive way. It's, you know, everybody is just on their game, and it makes you have to get a lot better if you're going to keep up with everybody else. And it's like friendly competition, but we're all helping each other out. I feel like New Orleans is really, really about to explode in the same way like Omaha did and Athens have in the past. I feel like we're on the cusp of something. Bands are just now really starting to get out of town. And I feel like in about 2 years, you're going to see a lot of these bands, after they've been on the road making some fans, it's just going to start snowballing, and some really good's going to happen. And all these bands are only going to get better.
What are some of your favorite cities to play outside of NOLA?
Gosh, our favorites so far are Manhattan, Kansas, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Starkville, Mississippi, which we just added 2 weeks ago. That was a madhouse with 350 kids. And Tuscaloosa, Alabama are probably our favorites.
You find yourself really connected with the college towns?
Oh, that's our bread and butter. As you know, well, you know, maybe not everybody else knows, we're mostly a party band.
Right.
And we do our indie stuff, our venue stuff, but we like to do as many parties as we can, and that lends itself to the college crowd.
How does y'all's songwriting process work? You have so many people in the band, and how does your writing process work?
When we started the band, I just had a collection of songs that I needed a band for, and so I got a good group of musicians around me for it. Since then, it really has taken shape where somebody's coming up with an idea, and we're fleshing it out together, and then I'll put lyrics over the top of it. And Alex and I are roommates, so we write a lot of stuff together. Like this last batch of songs, I did a lot with Al because it focused a lot more on the groove and whatnot. George and I worked together a lot on the earlier stuff, which had a lot more picking and stuff involved. So now that we got Natalie in the band too, I got some folk songs lying around that I would love her insight with.
How do you feel that your sound has evolved over the years?
It's going to continue to evolve, and it needs to evolve. I mean, we're not as good as we need to be, and that's what it comes down to. It. And I don't know if you're ever as good as you need to be, but you know, we got a lot of getting better to do still, and being out on the road every single time we come back, we're a much better band, and we got a new lineup. I mean, we got a couple new members, and after we come home from this next tour, I feel like we'll be right where we need to be in terms of New Orleans, too.
Do you find yourself changing up your set every night when you're on the road just to make yourself grow, or do you play the same set list?
We tend to learn, you know, when we're on the road, we like to learn a new, fresh new batch of tunes for the road. We do change the set list a little bit. Sometimes we'll, you know, add and subtract things from songs, work on transitions into different tunes, but we never play the same set list twice, that's for sure.
What are some of your favorite songs to transition into?
We used to do a jam at the end of Planes of the Night, and now there's no more jam, and we always just go straight into the next tune, and so it's a lot of fun to go from like Planes of the Night right into Prison, or Planes right into Honduras. My three favorite to do in a row are the first three on the CD. A lot of times we'll throw that right at the beginning of the set or right in the middle, and it's just Homeless, Planes of the Night, and Honduras right in a row. And that, I feel like, just gets everything going pretty well.
How would you best describe the Blue Party's sound, man?
Upbeat folk music. Americana pop. I think that might be the... I heard that from Ryan Farisian, and I think Americana pop sums it up.
Where'd you play your first gig in New Orleans when you first starting out?
Our very first gig was at the Howlin' Wolf, and then the summer came around, and we didn't play. And then when we really put ourselves on the map, what we did is we just played four house parties in a row, no venues, for an entire semester. And then the next semester, we were still in college. That's when, you know, stuff just started rolling. We played Coup de Vue at Blue Nile. We played the first Indie Rock Fest. It just started rolling after that. So the house parties really put us on the map.
But being a party band, you like being in small spots and really cranking the energy up, right?
Absolutely. It's tough to play to a big room, and we have issues with it. We've done well every once in a while playing to a big room. if it doesn't feel like a party, then I'm worrying the entire set, you know, about everybody in the audience and if they're having a good time. At a party, I don't have to worry. It's just a fucking blast. I hope we keep playing small places. I mean, obviously, I'd love to play bigger ones and pack them, but I love the low pressure of just playing at a party and just knowing that everybody's having a good time. And, you know, playing at a venue, you have to worry a lot more about transitions and getting everything right. And, you know, it's just a lot more fun when it's loose and everybody's just getting down.